This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 476 for Thursday, July 14th. ICE Canada futures are pushing higher on Thursday due to the Canadian dollar taking a tumble. At the final settlement, the November Canada contract gains $13.70 at $843.60 per ton, and the January contract rises $13.20 at $850.90 per ton. As the United States dollar surges upward, the loonie falls to 76.25 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 77.07. At one point earlier, the Canadian dollar fell to 75.62. Additional support is coming from increases in Chicago soy meal plus European rapeseed and the off-session of Malaysian palm oil. There are losses in Chicago soybeans and soy oil. Small declines in global crude oil prices are trying to temper further gains in vegetable oils. Some pressure on canola is coming from the prospect of a good canola crop on the prairies this year. A trader says a harvest of 19 million to 20 million tons is possible despite a reduction in planted acres. With the likelihood of a sizable crop in Australia, the trader says there will be lots of canola on the global market. The United States Department of Agriculture issued its export sales report for the week ending July 7th. Old crop soybeans incur a net reduction of almost 363,000 tons, but there are new crop sales of nearly 114,000 tons. Total soy meal sales exceed 154,000 tons, and soy oil comes in at 1,000 tons. Total U.S. export sales of corn are more than 407,000 tons, and wheat sales are about 1.02 million tons. Ahead of tomorrow's report from the U.S. National Oilseed Processors Association, the trade is expecting a June soybean crush of about 164.5 million bushels. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are turning lower on Thursday after making gains. The August contract is now down 13 cents at $14.72 per bushel. August soy oil loses nearly 9-tenths of a cent at 58.14 U.S. cents per pound. August soy meal is up $1.70 at $438.90 per short ton. Corn futures are higher on Thursday as the September contract gains a nickel at $6.05 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher as well, with the September contract also advancing 5 cents at $4.67. The U.S. wheat complex is lower as Chicago September is down 16 cents at $7.95. Kansas City September falls 13.5 cents at $8.49. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis September is down 3 cents at $9.11. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday, July 14th at Markets Farm in Winnipeg. I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.